Sacha Baron Cohen at Civil Rights Rally. The idea that queer people are a threat to our children is a lie. By Warner Todd Houston on August 31, 2023. British actor and filmmaker Sacha Baron Cohen defended the sexual indoctrination of minors and demanded greater online censorship over the weekend. Speaking at the 60th anniversary celebration of the Civil Rights Movement's March on Washington, Cohen spoke about the alliance between Jewish Americans and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s black activists ahead of the first March on Washington on August 28, 1963. Their brave alliance teaches a powerful lesson that we can never forget, he said. When we are united, we can hasten the day. As Dr. King proclaimed, when all of God's children will be able to walk the earth in decency and honor. However, Cohen has raised eyebrows for a veiled attack on parents who have noticed improper sexual content in their schools' libraries and classroom discussions. The idea that people of color are inferior is a lie, the Borat star insisted. The idea that Jews are dangerous and all-powerful is a lie. The idea that women are not equal to men is a lie. And the idea that queer people are a threat to our children is a lie. A recent report from the Wisconsin prison system revealed that half its inmates who claim to be transgender have been convicted of sex crimes, with offenses including rape, abuse of minors, incest, and many more. And parents, schools, and lawmakers across the country have joined the battle to oppose moves by radical LGBTQ groups who are working to install books in school libraries that feature explicit gay sexual content aimed at preteen children. The Ollie G actor then pivoted to his recent hobby horse, online censorship. The forces of hate have a new weapon that was not available in 1963. Social media, he warned, launching into a garrulous monologue on the evils of the January 6th Capitol riot. This technology gives an advantage to the intolerant. They've gone from Klan rallies to chat rooms, from marches to message boards. It's how they spread their filth, recruit new members, and plan their attacks. And we've all seen the deadly results. A surge in hate crimes. The murder of religious and ethnic minorities. And, on the other end of this mall, an attack on democracy itself. Hate and violence that should have no place in our pluralistic societies. Cohen is most known for his Borat character, with which he traveled through the U.S. to ridicule Americans and portray them as hateful and ignorant. In 2021, he found himself with egg on his face, spreading a false fact check for a Borat-branded Amazon special. As Breitbart News wrote at the time, the series labeled the Wuhan lab leak theory, now recognized as the most credible explanation for the origins of the COVID-19 virus, as an already debunked conspiracy theory. Borat's American Lockdown and Debunking Borat, which began streaming last week, revisits Jim and Jerry. Borat's Sacha Baron Cohen, conservative housemates from the recent Borat subsequent movie film. In the first episode of the new special, Jim argued the coronavirus was developed in China, adding they made a virus that kills people. The show put an untrue label on Jim's comments and further addressed his claims in episode 5, Debunking Borat, China Virus. From the moment the outbreak began, many influential figures began to spread unfounded accusations, the narrator said. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton sent a tweet connecting the coronavirus to a Wuhan laboratory. Later, the narrator added, even after scientists confirmed that the virus was not man-made, conspiracies continued to expand exponentially. A full transcript of the speech was published by Time magazine. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.